This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's 9:39. We are at the Young Professional Seminar hosted by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. And really and truly, it's about developing a pipeline of talent that's needed to boost capacity in the build industry. As I said to you earlier on, infrastructure spending in South Africa comes in at an average of 8.7% to about 11% GDP. It just depends on what the economic cycle looks like. If I gave you those statistics in numeric form or in a number that we can calibrate, 903 billion rands is allocated for build projects, many of those driven by SOEs across the three provinces of South Africa. We have seen a decline in spending, and many experts saying the decline in spending is not because the money is not there, it's the capacity to deploy it is what's really a challenge. And so this seminar is to try to address this problem. In terms of the Young Professionals Program, we're told that about 20 professionals graduate from the program each year. Currently, there's about 38 young professionals participating in the program with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, and the current minister wants to push that number up to 60 to almost 100, saying we really, really need engineering skills, skills in architecture, design, quantity surveying, all the stuff that matters in the management and the building of public infrastructure. So we're joined now by the Honorable Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Mr. Sihle Zikalala. Good morning.
Morning, Lerato, and thanks for having us in your program, and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's talk about, I've given an understanding of why this matters, but what's your thought process?
Well, our thought process, at the beginning of the year when His Excellency President Ramaphosa addressed the nation, he spoke about the children of democracy in a form of Tinswalo. And ours to sustain that all people, especially Africans, females, were literally denied opportunity to enter into the built environment. We must ensure that we open space for them to get into this industry. Okay. That's why we have this program of young professionals, where we train young professionals, but at the end, we ensure that we insource, we take them into the department and employ them, where they will then accumulate experience. And in most cases, once they get experience, they are easily getting employed by various private sector companies.
So it's to give them an exposure to policy making and policy implementation and the various stakeholders and how you engage, and then you use their specialized knowledge in engineering to help improve the quality of the decisions you're making.
Quality of the decisions we are making, but also practically the infrastructure delivery itself, because that's why we've taken a view that in the department we're going to increase and build capacity, especially when it comes to project management as a whole, starting with design and architecture and quantity surveyors, engineering, and ensure that they are all within the department. Because in most cases, we go to, when we construct, we go to source those skills externally. Yeah. And in this case, we want to build the internal capacity.
Okay, so it makes sense to me what you're saying. Because how can you be public works without and infrastructure and not have engineers to figure out a concept when it's presented to you? Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. Now let's talk about sort of the work of the ministry and what we mean by the built industry.
The built industry is about construction, but in the department we deal with construction and property. Okay. We have to ensure that we deliver, we build and deliver infrastructure project on behalf of various government departments. Whether you talk of Home Affairs, you talk of police, we have to build those facilities for them. But also because we have a big portfolio in terms of property assets, we have to look after those buildings and ensure that they are optimized and utilized effectively.
Okay, so we're really talking about brick and mortar structures, hospitals, clinics, police stations, as you say.
Though hospitals will be the mandate of the Department of Health, but when it comes to your police stations, your home affairs, correctional services, these are departments that we are servicing and ensure that we build their facilities.
Could you explain to us why that is? Why building a hospital is very much the concession that comes from the Department of Health?
Yes,
versus because you're doing the construction. I can understand that they can say to you, we need a medical facility, 200 beds, etc., an ER, an MRI room. But why would you not be overseeing that build project?
Well, we believe it was a policy taken at that time that health must build for themselves so that they would be able to do in a standard that suits or is required for their purposes.
Because we know you build prisons, and that's not the standard of a high-value hospital.
No, it won't. We build police stations, prisons, offices.
No, I'm just teasing. So I came up with a figure, but it comes from Stats SA. It's not my figure. That, you know, the average annual spend in a good year should be anywhere between 8.7% to 11% of GDP. That's how much should be spent on infrastructure.
On infrastructure.
In terms of the global standard for a developing country. And to that end, cumulatively, you are managing, we're told, close on to 903 billion rands. So almost a trillion rands that is allocated for build across the country and across the provinces. Okay, that's a huge figure. And then we're told that the deployment generally has to happen through state-owned enterprises and various government agencies within the provinces, whether we're talking student accommodation, etc. There's this money in the kitty. However, we're seeing a decline by -3% almost annually. Why is that?
Yes, I believe it is the decline because of the decline of the budget, firstly, but maybe because other departments don't prioritize construction of new facilities.
Okay.
And that's why we have said, let us ensure coordination so that even if it is any department, we look on coordination, we look on new projects, we also look on repair and maintenance. It is unfortunate that till this far, mostly the infrastructure investment is around big cities. We want to ensure that there is a spread geographically and cover the South Africa as a whole so that people will be able to have these services nearby. But also, once you put infrastructure, other sectors of the economy are activated, and therefore you create more. That's why we say infrastructure is a multiple effect.
It's a stimulus in most in most countries, and we saw it with Roosevelt's New Deal. When the economy was underperforming after the Great Depression, they just started building everything because it stimulates for a while jobs. Can you talk to us a little bit more about coordination, Minister? You know, so when I talk about this 903 billion, almost 1 trillion in investments that need to be allocated across three tiers of government, nine provinces, etc., and build police stations, etc., how does it work? Because people will say, I'm driving down the road in Joburg, this bridge hasn't been fixed, you can see in 15 years, the road is in disrepair, where's all this money going? How do you respond?
Firstly, the money goes to line function department and also to entities, your SOEs. For roads, it goes to Sanral. For ports, it will go to Transnet. But what is important, we have established Infrastructure South Africa, which coordinate the implementation of all catalytic projects, those that has high impact. We must ensure that they are coordinated and we work together on project preparation and then implementation. Because you get projects not being implemented on time because of either regulatory processes that right. needs to be followed, whether you talk of EIAs or water use licenses. Okay. So it is important that this coordination is enhanced.
Okay. And then finally, back to why we're here, the Young Professional Seminar. You've explained to us the services and the value for the actual department. Who qualifies? What sort of skills are we talking about?
Well, all young people qualifies, especially those with maths and science. We've even adopted schools where we encourage students to venture into the built environment. Okay. We've also partnered with some universities like UJ and University of Pretoria to work together around development okay. of these skills that are much required.
So when you say all you need to do is be very good at maths and science, so you don't necessarily have to already be in a at university studying engineering or have that stream.
We take those who are already in institutions of higher learning, but we also look for those who are still in the education at a high school level.
Okay. Yes. And then you're going to nurture and support them
all the way through.
Okay. Yes. Well, we look forward to finding out more, and we wish you a fruitful day.
Thank you, and thanks for having us in your program. Thank you.
Sihle Zikalala, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. As I said, we're in Pretoria, where we are just observing the work that is being done by the Ministry of Public Works and Infrastructure, particularly as it pertains to the Young Professionals Seminar. The seminar is really about identifying talent and skills in engineering, architectural sciences, design, build and construction, quantity surveying, the kinds of skills that are needed within the department, we're told, to help them when they start allocating money or identifying projects for big infrastructure programs, and making sure that the staff sitting at the table are making decisions from an informed point of view. Like I said, this is not about umuntu njolo ratat mina ngiyazi maths, ngiyazi arithmetic, ngiyazi futhi ukwakha, ngiyazi ukugubha. No, that's not what's happening here. It's really about high value skills, so that taxpayers' money being utilized for high value public projects are properly evaluated.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.